Continuing our learning of the Yismach Yisrael, we begin a new Chumash, Parshas Bamidbar. It's on page 1 of the Bamidbar section of the Sefer, and it's a piece from Shabbos Erev Shuas, Tafresh Nun Dalet, 1894, Os Aleph. Divrei Kvod Kedushas, quotes from his father, Adoni Avi Mori Verabi Zatzal Zuchusu Yagen Aleinu, Harini Kaparas Mishkavo. Al Divrei HaMedrash Rabbah, the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, Tani Rabbi Chia, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiana. The pasuk we know says about Sfiras HaOmer that it's supposed to be 7 complete weeks. And the Medrash raises the question, Eimasai Hein Tamimos, when are they complete? One would think they're complete when you've counted all 49 days. But the Medrash says, Tamimos means B'zman Shi Yisrael Osin Ritzono Shalmakom. That's only Tamimos, it's only complete, it's only wholesome, when Klal Yisrael do the Ratzon of their Creator. It's a well-known medrash, and he says, a medrash hazeh omer darshuni, v'harbi dibru mizeh b'sfar makadosha. Much has been written about this medrash, and requires a lot of explanation. What does it mean? So he quotes, in the name of the Rebbe Rabbunim of Prishischa, from the Sefer Kol Simcha, commenting on the medrash Rabbah. He says, ki mispar chai adam einenu mekubas yachad. One of the challenges of the concept of tmimos in general, is that life is made up of a series of moments. Moments of our past, which are behind us, moments of our future, which are ahead of us, moments of right now, which are fleeting. And to be able to unify and to connect all the pieces of one's life is a great challenge. So he says, Ki mispar, quoting again from the Rebbe of Simcha Bunim of Prishischa, Ki mispar chai adam einenu mekubats yachad. The moments of one's life are not joined together. Ki masha avar ayin, that which has passed is no longer. Umasha asir adayin einenu, and that which is yet to come is yet to come. And all we have, if only for a moment, literally, is the present. Rak al yedei hamaisa hanasa bizman yekubat zman keshir zman hamaisa hu. But when we make that moment a meaningful moment, so to speak, we gather that moment, and hopefully we collect the various moments of our lives in a meaningful way. Rabbi Bunim of Prishischa explained that's the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Tes. Hinei tfachos nasati yamai. Comparing our days to tfachos, he understands it literally like a tefach. Kumo misha modeir umoshech al yaldo shivim amos chavalim. Imagine a person has a lengthy rope that he's trying to measure by passing it through his hand. Ein biyado el hatefach shu besoch yado. All that he has in his hand is truly what? Is that grasp, that handful, that tefach's worth of rope at any given moment. Kia avar avar, because the rope that has passed through this hand is a thing of the past, umasha asira dain eno besochayad, and that which is yet to come is yet to be in his hand. Kein hayamim, so David HaMelech says, hinei tfachos nasati amai. My life is also like that rope that passes through the hand, with only a tefach in my grasp at any given moment. And therefore, says David HaMelech, kein hayam shal adam enam rak harega hahova. So too, life is meant to be lived in the moment. There's a very interesting Rosh Hashanah connection, not really for now, but the measure of a shofar is a tefach, and Rosh Hashanah is called hayom. And often when it comes to being a successful Jew, it's about not necessarily panicking too much about the future or the past, but being able to live in a meaningful way in any given moment. As the pasuk says in Ekev, Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, and the Chavetz Chaim explained Va'ata, right now, any given moment, va'ata, the moment, the now, is exactly what Hashem is asking of us, to make each moment, while we have it in our hands, so to speak, into a meaningful moment. Uvezen avogam kein kan ala perush. So now we can begin to understand what the Medrash is talking about, the sheva shabbosos tamimos. How do I make 7 complete weeks? It's such a long period of time. How am I able to connect the pieces and to make it one long tamimistic experience? What is it that the Torah is asking from us? That the Torah wants us to take all of the moments of these weeks, each one in its own way, from chesed shebechesed to gvura shebechesed, etc., each of the sviros and each of the days of counting, and somehow make them tmimos. So how is it possible that a person can gather together all of these moments into making it into a one wholesome entity? The only way to do such a thing is, of course, to have a unifying factor throughout the 7 weeks. And while each day is offering us a different opportunity in terms of connecting to Hashem, The common denominator is that each day and each moment is a fulfillment of the overarching principle of life, which is to fulfill the Ratzon HaBorei, to fulfill the Ratzon HaShomakom. And by doing so, we gather together all of those individualized moments and we make it into a complete and wholesome entity. If, God forbid, a person is lacking tovim, so what happens if I miss a moment here or there without Torah, without a proper mitzvah? So then we're not really achieving this goal of tamimos, sheva shabasos tamimos. And the count, so to speak, is lost from him. So the question becomes very obvious. Who on earth could claim 24-7 for 7 weeks straight that they were zocha to use every moment in the proper way? What is there then for man to do in order to achieve tamimus? The Torah gives us a hint, maybe to make it a little bit easier for us. If I'm not able to perfect every day of the Sphira, at least allow the 7 Shabbosos of the 7 weeks of Sphira to be as complete as possible. How does that work? Because Shabbos, of course, is the centerpiece of the week, not really the end of the week, even though we see it that way. But in Halacha, we see that there are days before Shabbos, there are days after Shabbos. Shabbos is the Sof Ma'asev Machshava Tchila. It appears to us to be the end of the week, but it's really the purpose of the whole week. It's the centerpiece of the week. And therefore, even a sinful person who commits acts of Avodah Zarah can be forgiven through the Shmira of Shabbos, through the protection and through the living of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Vishakula Shabbos kechola Torah kula. Whereas the Talmud Yerushalmi says in the Dharm, and the Zohar reflects a similar idea, that a person who keeps Shabbos is as if he's kept the entirety of the Torah. And by keeping Shabbos, he removes any type of negativity, any negative energy, any klipos that he has generated or created, malachi chavala. It's all destroyed, it's all washed away and removed through a proper Shmira Shabbos. And therefore Shabbos, which is a time of, like the word itself reflects, tshuva, al yedei Shmira Shabbos kodesh zocha lebechinas tshuva me'ava. It's a time not only of tshuva, but of the higher level tshuva of tshuva me'ava, which the Gemara says about such a tshuva in the Gemara in Yoma, oz nasa mikol ha'averos zechuyos. He's able to take all of his averos and turn them into zechus for himself. Vash Shabbos hu merkaz kol ha'shvua, like we mentioned a moment ago, Shabbos is the middle centerpiece, the focus of the entire week. Val yedei shmiraso yekubatz kol zman yimei ha'shvua. And by keeping Shabbos, he gathers together again all of the days of the week. That all of his shortcomings and all of his failures become merits and good deeds on his behalf. So therefore every moment of Shabbos, again especially during Yemei Sefira HaOmer, is particularly precious. And the shortcomings of the week, making the entire week into a wholesome entity. And again, by keeping all the weeks and all the Shabbosos of Sira, we string together the entire 49 days. Hainu al yedei yemei ha-shabbosos, nasu kol ha-memtes yamim mezukakim u-mitzurafim. All 49 days become refined, purified, and elevated. U-beprat kishachol yom achron me'asfira b'shabbis kodesh. How fortunate we are this year, Tafshinayin Tes, to have the same calendaric arrangement that he had in Tafresh Nun Dalet in 1894. We're experiencing the same thing right now in 2019 by the secular calendar. In what sense? That the final day of Sfira coincides with Shabbos Kodesh. How special that is. We're prad kishachol yom achron me'asfira b'Shabbos Kodesh. When the last day of Sfira coincides with Shabbos, kasher hu ka'eis yom achron me'asfira b'Shabbos Kodesh, as we have this coming year, and again, as he had in that year in Tafresh Nun Dalet, where the last day of the Omer, the 49th day of the Omer, coincides with Shabbos, yuchol kol echad ve'echad al yedei shmiras ha-Shabbos kodesh hazel letakin kol yemei asira. It's a unique opportunity to use Shabbos as a way of perfecting and fixing any shortcomings that we've had throughout Sfira. Ulim shochal atzmol, excuse me, and to bring upon oneself, ol malchus shamayim, mimidas hayo malchus shem malchus, to achieve the final Sfira The final tikkun of the 49th day, Malchus Sheba Malchus, Ukma Amari HaKadoshim Kasher Im Yarim Ish As Katzei HaMata Yisroam Kol HaMata. Just like the tzaddikim bring a mashal, if a person lifts up one end of the staff, it lifts up the entire staff, right? Or you lift up one end of the rope, it lifts up the rope. Kein kasher yitakein ish b'yom ha'achron yitukan kol hazman. So too, when a person lifts up, so to speak, the final moments of Sfiras HaOmer, he's able to elevate the entire tekufa. Ad mimacharas ha'shabes ha'shviyas tisperu v'tizachichu kol ha'chamishim yom. Again, he's paraphrasing from the pasuk, but the pasuk says, "Ad mimacharas ha'shabes ha'shviyas." Until you get to that final Shabbos, tisperu, it's still shayich for a person to count chamishim yom, all 50 days, to make all 50 days worthwhile. Kamuva b'medrash, or as Tosfos brings in Maseches Chagiga, or Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that there are three things which are deeply connected and testify and stand in defense of one another. Shlosha me'idin ze al ze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos v'Yisrael. Val yidei kedusha Shabbos, zocha kol echad l'nitzot emes. By keeping Shabbos, it's a refocusing of one's life towards that which is entirely truthful. As the Talmud Yerushalmi says, that on Shabbos, even people who are not trusted as much during the week can be trusted on Shabbos. Shafilu am ha'aretz, emas Shabbos alav, v'yare l'shaker. That when it comes to purchasing produce, or using the produce, or eating the produce of an Amma Aretz, which is suspect, that perhaps Trumas and Maestros have not been properly separated, when it comes to Shabbos, we assume that the fear and the awe and the respect for Shabbos is upon him, and he will certainly tell us the truth as to the status of his produce, and it will not be treated as damai, as uncertainly tithed produce. And when a person, again, has this emistic moment on Shabbos being a time of connection, of honesty, of being real and authentic, of being true to the way we're supposed to be. In other words, tamimos, memeila kashiyodeya shiflis atzmo, yakir v'yavin romas Hashem yisvach, when it comes to deep clarity and awareness of Hashem, v'yadeza nizke l'kabalas ha-Torah machar, and then we can go from Shabbos straight into Shavuos, as we will be zochet to do this year, in just a couple of days from now. Kein yihi ratzon, amen. Such a beautiful first piece, Yismach Yisrael and Bamidbar Os Aleph. Let's continue with Os Beis, a little bit of a hemshich of that same medrash, an important idea, two tracks in how one could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis. O Yomar Perish HaMedrash, Dinei Zeh Lashon HaMedrash, Amr Abelazar, the Pasuk says in Yirmi on the fifth parak, V'lo Amru Bilvavam Na'as Hashem Elokeinu V'gomer. The Pasuk describes how Klal Yisrael are criticized for failing to stand before Hashem, if not only for the fact that Hashem provides us, as the end of the Pasuk, the V'gomer, the end of Hashem, and Hashem protects us. Hashem does much for us on a practical level. That itself should be enough of a reason to want to serve Hashem and to be thankful to Hashem. Yahev, says the Medrash, Yahev l'chon kola v'les ason tzvichen lei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with so much, and yet we ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not mindful of Hashem the way that we should. Min hadein shavuos chukos katzir yishmor lanu. Again, that's the end of that pasuk in Yirmiyah, that Hashem keeps track of the weeks. Hashem watches over our produce. Hashem guards our fields from any negative influences. Yishmor lanu, as the Medrash expound, Yishmor lanu meruchos raos umitalalim raim. Hashem protects us from the negative winds and bad and destructive rains. V'chulu ve'em asayin. When is this? Ve'elo shava shavuos shemein pasach latzaras. Turning to the top of the next page, during the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. And then the Medrash continues, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiana, going back to our Pasuk in Emor, I believe, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiana, it should be 7 complete weeks, Eim Asahein Tumimos, again, this was the Medrash we started with, when are the weeks, or how are the weeks, Tumimos? Bizman Shi Yisrael Osen Ritzono Shomakom, when Klal Yisrael do what they are expected to do, what they're supposed to do. So what are these two aspects of the Medrash? The first part says, you know, at least thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have respect for Hashem for the fact that He protects you. And then there's a second part of the Medrash, which seems to be striving for something more in terms of being those who fulfill the Ritzono Shomakum. Hainu she Yirmiyahu chichan. What was Yirmiyahu Navi saying to Klal Yisrael, rebuking them in this Pasuk? He said to them the following. Eich lo yale alibam. How could it be that you don't stand before Hashem with awe, with fear, with trepidation? to keep the mitzvos, lishmar mitzvosav, ulahashiv lo gemul, al tovosav, sha'osa imanu, to simply repay Hashem for the kindness that He does for us, the fact that He gives us geshem, yoro, malkush, Hashem provides us with rain, lishmor lanu, chok ha-katzir, mi geshem, mi kol simanei klala, mi ruchos, mi talalim rayim, that Hashem preserves the order of the harvest, guarding us from destructive rains or destructive winds, v'chulo. That's a basic level of Hakar Satov that any person should be able to recognize. If you've had any success in your business, in your fields, in your agricultural investment, so to speak, how could you not have a modicum of Hakar Satov to Hashem, to at least have the awe and respect that Hashem deserves? Aval be'emes yira kazos hiyira pechusa. But of course, let's remind ourselves that if my relationship with Hashem is nothing other than tit for tat, Hashem, you provide for my field, and I'll make sure to put on my tefillin and keep kosher and keep Shabbos. Kasher kvar ha'ish hu muka b'chole ha'ivaron machmas chata'av avonosav. When a person is blinded, he's blinded by the illness of his sins, that all he can recognize is what Hashem does for him. And he's not able to recognize the illuminated face of Hashem, so to speak, meaning the revelation of Hashem a little closer to what Hashem actually is, not just as one of my rabbis likes to call it, an ATM machine in the sky. Al kopanim yesh lo lachshov eichi yimrod chas v'shalom neged shomro u'matzil mafarnaso. So at the very least, a person in this situation should say to himself, how could I rebel against the one who watches over me, who protects me, who provides me with sustenance? This is the most basic level of musar, of just awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should bring a person to a level of deep awe, respect, yira. But that's basic level, that's level one. Ava be'emes yesh lo la'adam l'kayim mitzvas Hashem, l'man l'malus ritzono yisbarach, lo machmas shum negiyah v'yiras atzmo. But truthfully, and this is the second part of the Medrash, Sheva Shabbasos Timimos Tiana, to be Osen Ritzono Shomakom, Halavai, a person should go beyond the level of, again, just repaying Hashem Kiviyachol for the kindness that He does for us. But rather, we should strive for a level of connection to Hashem, that a person does mitzvos. Why? To fulfill Ritzono Yisbarach. I'm not paying Hashem back. I'm simply doing the will of Hashem, because You are Hashem, and I am Your child, I am Your subject, however you want to look at it, I am Your spouse, all the various models of our relationship with Hashem. I am Your friend. Again, the many, many relationships that are described throughout Tanakh and the words of Chazal. Lo machmas shum negiyah v'yiras atzmo. Not because, again, I'm trying to repay You or trying to get something from You, Hashem, or because I'm afraid that maybe You'll punish me. Ukamayim David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. Like David HaMelech so beautifully captured in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Mimishpatecha lo sarti ki ata hore sani. Why do I do Your mitzvos? Because You commanded them. Because I care about my relationship with You, Hashem. Hainu kidai lifnei ish karetz michomer. Halavai, I should just recognize that I am basar v'dam, that I'm a person of flesh and blood, I'm a person of physical matter, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, chafetz bo, u'mevakshu shiyamali ratzono ha-kadosh. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires me, and desires that I should be involved in His mitzvos. And I call them His mitzvos because, like Chazal say, Hashem keeps the mitzvos Himself. So the fact that He lets me have access to the things that are so important to Him is really the greatest chus of all, not to be taken for granted. And halavai, we should strive for that higher level of avodas Hashem. Let's do one more piece, and that is Os Hay on page 7, or Dalet Amar Aleph. And it's another medrash, a little bit more connected to the opening theme of Chumash Bamidbar. Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabbah, where again we're on page 7 in Osei, Ksiv, V'hayom Mispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayam. You have a pasuk in Oshaya that begins by saying that the number of Klal Yisrael were as numerous as the sand of the sea. And then the pasuk strangely continues and says, Asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, like something that cannot be enumerated. And as numerous as the sand of the sea is, that the sand of the ocean is, certainly one could, in theory, count every grain of sand. And yet the second part of the pasuk says that the Jewish people are beyond enumeration. So the Medrash answers, Kan she'osin ritzono shomakom, kan she'ein osin ritzono shomakom. It depends if we do the will of Hashem or if we don't do the will of Hashem. What does that mean? Ha'inyan hu dechsiv levilti yidach mimenu nidach. One of my favorite psukim in all of Tanakh, Shmuel Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works diligently that even the worst of Jews, levilti yidach mimenu nidach, that no one should be cast astray, that everyone should find their way back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rewrite the story infinite times if he has to make sure that all of us end up in the right place. Obviously, our job is to make it easier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachol, to bring us to a happy ending with the Gula Shlema. But Hashem has a way of making sure that no one will be lost, no one will be left behind. Va'afilu b'shal she'ein osin ritzono shomakom. And even in those moments when we're not truly fulfilling what we're expected to do, choshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ezras banav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a loving parent, comes to the rescue, tries to strategize, to find a way to help his lost children, shelo yisbatlu beinumos, that we shouldn't get lost, and we shouldn't lose our authentic Jewish identity amongst the nations of the world. Because obviously in those moments when we're living properly as Jews, as I heard Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson say recently, the nations of the world respect Jews who respect themselves. So when we live as authentic Jews, the way we're supposed to, we become chashuv, not only in the eyes of Hashem, but in the eyes of the world. And on a spiritual level, we uphold the entire universe in those moments. As the Medrash says on the words of Bereishis Bara, Bishvil Shomrei Torah Ha'olam Omid, the world stands through the merit of our Kiyam HaMitzvos. Kikein Amra Chana, as Chana said in Shmuel Aleph, Ki LaHashem Mitzukei Eretz V'yashas Aleyam Tevel. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of the pillars of the world, and he upholds the world upon them, and the pillars of the world in this context refers to those Jews who keep Torah and Mitzvos. K'mayim Rechazal, She'omal Yisrael She'kiblu HaTorah, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu Machzer HaOlam L'Tol Vavau. If not for those Jews who accepted the Torah, the world simply could not exist. Az Heima Dover HaMamid. So then, when a Jew lives in this way, so he's something chashuv. He's something that has inherent value, recognizable value, maybe is a better way to say it. V'davar chashuv u'balei chayim ha'amiti. Then the person is of substance, a person's life is justified, v'lo b'teili, and then it can't be made batel. Something chashuv, something enumerated, something that counts, something that has value, is not made batel. Ava b'zman she'enosem ritzono shomakom. But the question becomes, what happens when Klal Yisrael, unfortunately what, are failing to live up to the Torah and mitzvos? Ein lehem kol ha'maylos haniskal el. We lack that description that we just described as being recognized as the purpose of the world and the upholders of the world. V'chalila yechol misbatel. And it seems at times that we're going to get lost amongst the great numbers of those who are not observant of Torah in the world. V'nasim davar shemaminyan. And we seem to become something that could be enumerated. We're just mixed in. Af shebe'etzam hadavar einenu chashuv. Ach ha'balabayis shahadavar shalo nosein daito alea limnosa kol echad ve'echad laharos ki chashuv be'enav hadavar hu. So I'm sorry, I didn't explain it correctly. In those moments when it looks like we're going to be lost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us a davar shem minyan in a positive sense. Hashem counts us, and he makes us chashuv. Why are we chashuv? We're not so chashuv at those moments. We seem to not be living up to our potential. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a way to continue to recognize us, to care about us. And if you're chashuv in the eyes of the Baal HaBayis, if someone counts you, if someone is paying attention to you, if someone cherishes you and values you, and is mindful of you, so that gives you that value. Then to the one who you belong to, you become chashuv. And that, he says in parentheses or in the brackets, is the machlokes that we find at the beginning of Maseches Beitza between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, right? The machlokes is, I kol shadarcho limnos, o es shadarcho limnos. Let's just explain for a moment. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that anything that is ever sold by number, everything that is, anything rather, that is ever counted is chashuv because it is counted. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan holds for something to be truly chashuv, it has to be es shadar cholimnos. Not kol shadar cholimnos, that's Reish Lakish's opinion, but es shadar cholimnos, that which is always counted. So therefore, what is the machlokas? The Reish Lakish af she'ein miyuchad leminyan, even though this object is not always individualized, it's not always counted, it's sometimes sold by bulk, but since this Baal HaBayis counts it and considers it chashuv, and since it sometimes has that individual recognition Then it becomes chashuv in the eyes of the one who values it in that way. And because of that, it's never batal. What is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Rabbi Yochanan holds that only something which is always counted is considered chashuv. Again, al kolpanim chashivas davar shavaminyan hu mishum dechazin and dederech balabayas lamnoso. Again, that also gets its chashivas because it's always treated as a davar, always treated as a davar chashuv. But regardless whether sometimes treated as a davar chashuv or always treated as a davar chashuv, it's clear to us that when the balabayas value something, it has greater chashivas. V'das balabayas hamona lo yuchol is batal. And therefore, through the lens of the one who counts it, to the one who it's important to, it's never batal. So mikol shekein, so all the more so, as we enter into Chumash Bamidbar, sometimes translated as numbers because of the count that we encounter at the beginning of the Sefer and again in Parshas Pinchas. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention to every Jew, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is eternal and never batal, chas v'shalom, mikol shekein, kishahamona hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu chai v'kayim tamid, udvarav chayim v'kayam la'ad. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, is the Baal HaBayis, the ultimate Baal HaBayis is counting, lo yuchal minyan shalol lizbata l'olam. So Klal Yisrael can never get lost among the nations of the world. We're never going to be made batal. Umahu ha'isarusa deletata, shegorem lanu ha'chashivas be'inav, yizbarach limnos asanu. And what is it about what is the essential midah of the Jew that allows us to always be counted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it that Hashem will never exchange us for another nation? And why is it that bilti yidach mimenu nidach, that no Jew will ever be lost? And the answer is because when we have lowly moments, we recognize those moments. As one of the tzaddikim said, I never saw a Jew make a siyum on or a sudas mitzvah on an aveira. When a Jew finishes learning a masechta, so he makes a big celebration. When a person has a celebration, a simcha, so again we make sure that it's about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We include a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the celebrations of our lives. We make it into a sudas mitzvah, b'shiros v'tishbachos. But we don't find that a Jew celebrates his aveiros. We do aveiros sometimes, and we feel badly afterwards. So therefore, it's that humility, and it's that bittul, and it's that self-awareness that a Jew has that makes us so beloved in the eyes of Hashem. And this is, again, the theme that we've encountered time and time and time again throughout the Yismach Yisrael, that hu ha-hachna v'ha-bittul v'ha-anava, the midah that we have, that allows Hashem to continue to count us and be mindful of us and care so much about us, is our hachna, our humility, our bittul, our anava. Like the pasuk says in Devarim Perek Zayin, lo miruvchem chashak v'Hashem bachem. Hashem did not choose us because we were the most numerous. Ki atem hama'at. Because the reality is, going back to the pasukim we started with, we're the smallest of numbers. Bizchus sha'atem mim'atem es atzmechem. From the fact that what? That we're mamayed ourselves. The fact that we make ourselves small. Not just in a number sense, but in a humility sense. Uvizem mishminyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu miminyan basar v'dam. And this is the radically different way that HaKadosh Baruch counts things than the way that the world counts things. The world is impressed by big numbers. Ki basar v'dam mona hayeshius davar hanikra la'ayin. The world likes to count the more something exists, the more substantial it is, the more yesh there is, the more chashuv it is. And the more identifiable it is, the more it's left its mark in a loud and ostentatious way, the more chashuv it is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts not what is present, but that which is not present. Hashem counts the bittul, the ayin, the negation of self towards something bigger than oneself. When one moves away from being a self-centered and self-serving individual and turns himself into something humble and appropriately negates himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's how a person achieves greatness. Because Hashem is the truly great one and therefore despises those who don't have a sense of understanding of that, who take pride and gaiva for themselves. But what gives chashivas, what's held in high esteem in the eyes of Hashem? Humility, submission to Hashem, a person who has a healthy sense of self. Again, not to feel lowly, but to feel properly humble. As Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of Jew, is described in the Torah as the most humble of Jews, the most humble of people in the world. Ukamoshe Namar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Nun Zayin, Eshkon ve'ezdaka. The kam is after the word Eshkon. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells amongst holiness, yet ve'ezdaka. As the Gemara explains in Sota, iti daka. With me, who gets to be with Hashem? Daka, the one who humbles himself. Vizehu a minyan shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts in this world. And this is what it means when we say that the entire koma, the entire build, the entire structure shall bend itself, shall humble itself, shall bow before you. In other words, hakoma lefanecha hu ishtachavaya v'achna. What's considered great in the eyes of Hashem? Again, in a counterintuitive way, the one who bows, the one who humbles himself before Hashem. And the more I let myself be humbled before Hashem, the more I let Hashem in. And that's the tachlis of our lives, to let Hashem in. Like we say in Alokai Netzor, v'nafshi ka'ofra l'chol tiyah. And when a person really feels that way and lives that way, that I should be nothing more than dust in the eyes of others, haynu al yedei hachna b'chinas afar, zocha l'psichas halev b'torah kadosha. That gives me access, new access, to Torah itself, Torah and mitzvos. Uvarom b'sashem. And again, a proper recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truly great one. V'zesha kosav, and that's what the Zohar says, man di'ihu zahir ihu rav. The Zohar is a cryptic statement, it's in Parshas Chayesara, if I'm not mistaken, that the one who makes himself small is the one who is truly great. Hainu, hanichne v'hashafel, ihu zocha leiderom v'sashem. If you make yourself small through bittul to Hashem, you'll come to a deep and grand understanding of who Hashem really is. Turning the page to the top of page 8. Vizehu perish apasuk. Mi mana afer Yaakov. Who could count the dust of Yaakov? Mi yimna davar asamay mina ayin veino nikar b'shum yeshus vehema afer mamish. Who could count something that doesn't seem to have substance? But the answer is, in Hashem's eyes, that's the most chashuv thing of all. Vizehu v'gayim lo yischashav. Hainu shecheshvon kazeh lo yischashiv v'gayim. The gayim don't consider it to be a chashuv thing. They don't see it as something of cheshbon. Ukamayim rechazal ein mazal liyisrael. Or as the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, there is no mazel for the Jewish people. Rather, the Svarim explain, midas ayin hu mazel Yisrael, not ein mazel Yisrael. There is no mazel to the Jewish people, but rather ayin hu mazel Yisrael. It's that negation which is, in and of itself, the mazel, the defining characteristic of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh mayim rakosuf ki hi chachmaschem v'amru rak am chacham v'navon hagoy hagadol hazeh. What is our great wisdom? What is our great secret? Hayno al derech maimer chazal, as Gemara explains in Psachim, and alluded to as well in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak, and many statements really throughout Pirkei Avos. Kol geya shota, a person who's gai v'dik, is a fool. Masha inkin adas Yisrael, but those of us, the Jewish people, who are known for their humility, adas Yisrael sheyesh lehem midas ayin, the fact that we have this midah of ayin, of self-negation to something bigger, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we are called nikraim am chacham. And this brings us again back to what we started with. When are Klal Yisrael infinite and when are we small? So even when we're doing the will of Hashem, we're infinite. But even when we're not doing the will of Hashem and we seem to be something that can be numbered, again, we're still numbered, we're still counted by Hashem because of our humility. Because we learn from our mistakes and we maintain that humble disposition in the world. That's the character trait of Klal Yisrael. That's why Har Sinai was selected, according to Chazal. That's why Hashem appeared in a small bush when he first encountered Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh. This is the secret of the Jewish people, and really the secret to our success. By negating ourselves to the Makur HaChayim, to Hashem himself, we're able to outlast our haughty oppressors throughout history. V'chol ma'asha anachnu ma'ashpil ma'atzmeinu b'yoser, nizkarim v'nasim kovach chidushas ha'minin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through this humility, we become recognized and counted by Hashem. This is the secret of, again, our longevity amongst the nations of the world. And through that humility, like again, we daven v'nafshi ka'afra l'chol tia, through that we're zochet to psach libi b'sor ha'secha, yihi ratzon, sh'nizke l'achna v'anava tzedek, v'yideze nizke l'psichas ha'lev b'torah kadosha, b'yamim habayim aleinu letova amin. We should be zochet to makabel the Torah once again on Shavuos with these midos of bitol, of hachna, of anava, with the recognition that we owe Hashem so much, like we learned in Oz Beis, and yet we should strive for something more, for tmimus, to be able to serve Hashem, because that's the ratzon habore, And again, to realize the power of Shabbos Kodesh, like we learned in Os Aleph, especially this year, as the final day of Sfira coincides with Shabbos, to be able to uplift the entire 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. And of course, everyone agrees, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Shabbos Kodesh itself was the day that the Torah was given. So Amir Tashem, all of these ideas should power us and charge us in these final days before the coming of the Yom Tov HaShuas, Haba'aleinu L'Tovah.